Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
You heard of the three amigos, there's three ladies are not the amigos that are here with me on Out There.
Amigas.
Amigoddesses. Amigoddesses.
We have people that have been on my show many times. Amigoddesses. Joy is here. Rosalyn is here. Mm-hmm. Reverend Debbie is here. And we also have Judy and William is here as well. So thanks for coming in.
Yay for great having us.
I've had each of you on many times, more than once, and we've talked about many different things. Two of you have your own shows. Mm-hmm. There's the T Joy of Union show.
Yes, indeed.
Love that name.
The We're Joy of Union
it.
Show.
Yes.
And there's also Angelic Encounters. Reverend Debbie has that. We've been doing. How long have you been doing that now, Debbie?
Angelic Encounters.
Yeah. How long have we been doing that?
Podcast or live radio?
The podcast.
Podcast. Oh my goodness. A year and a half.
Wow.
I guess about that.
And we've been, Joy, how long is the one we've been doing? That's about...
I have this vague memory of a cold winter day in November last year.
Is that when we started?
Phoning in. Okay. Yes, okay. Yes. And it was right before the 12-12-12. That's, remember, we, okay. Yeah, yeah, we started then. Yes.
So, they've gotten their feet wet, and now they enjoy doing this, and Rosalyn and I have channeled many different things. Gaia. We just recently did the mermaids, which kind of blew me away. Yeah,
love it.
It was an eye opener for me too.
they weren't as gung ho as I thought they'd be. Usually everything we talked to is always, oh, love, happy, joy, and these mermaids are a little. Well, they weren't real friendly towards humans, I guess. They don't. You can't blame them because they don't trust mankind so much, do they?
Yeah. Well, mankind hasn't been really cool with them, you know? So.
No.
Yeah.
So usually when I talk with Rosalyn, it's always, oh, it's love! And I always try to get the spirits to crack up a little bit.
You do a fine job.
When they'll say, but we love you. And I say, right back at you. Love you too. So it's good to have laughter. So we have Judy here today, and she's been on before. We're not going to go down the road before. Actually, Anita called me before, and she said, don't talk about that other stuff, so we're not going to go there. But you and Anita are good buddies, but Judy, you've gone through a lot lately, and I thought, well, since you're in here now, maybe it's an opportunity for you to learn more about some things. Do you have any questions, or where would you like to go?
I'm just really happy to be here and get anybody's impression of the stage of my life that I'm in right now.
Well, Judy, I know we had kind of talked about this before, but I will go ahead and share it. And yes, you are at a stage of your life where you are being guided to pay attention to yourself, to quit giving so much of yourself away. You're not keeping anything for yourself. You're just giving. You had been giving away. And you kind of got that cosmic kick in the behind, and it was like, you know what, you got to pay attention to yourself. So, and I know you're doing that, and you've been given a lot, let me back that up. There have been some amazingly gifted, blessed people that have come into your life, that needed to come into your life to help you on this journey, that have brought you so many gifts, and gifts of spirit, gifts of healing, gifts of hope, accomplishment, and you're well on that journey.
Judy, when this is Joy speaking, and when I look at you, I see a very elemental being that you carry the energy of the fairy kingdom very strongly. Comes through in your physical features. You have this sweet little pointy chin, sparkly eyes, the little body, and there's a beauty that resonates from you, and I felt it as soon as I hugged you. I felt like I was holding a fairy, and you're very precious. And there's part of what happens with the elemental kingdom when they incarnate in a physical form, it's harsh here. It's very harsh for elemental beings. So there's a sense of working through and integrating how to be in a human form and carry that energy. And a big piece for you during this time is to consistently ground your light, because when you do this, you are bringing in this dimension with you. This is a part of you that's been kind of hidden. You know how there's a comfort zone with you being hidden? Okay, that's what's happening now. And they're calling you to come forward. So there's been an intensity of issues that you've been dealing with to get you to come forward and to be present. So it's not ironic that you would wind up at a podcast that would give you visibility, because that's part of what your lineage is calling for you to do, to be visible. I see you writing. I see you doing a lot of writing, necessary writing, and I actually see these creative symbols around the writing, like very detailed roses, strong connection with gardens, flowers. It's important that you're surrounded by flowers. These are things that remind your frequency that the essence of home can really be here on earth. And it's very comforting and connecting for you to have this. I also see a necessity with you needing to have a lot of laughter in your life, but not raunchy laughter. There's a kind of humor that is gentle to the soul, that sparks you and gets your attention. This is what I'm seeing, that opens you to the idea, oh yeah, I can be here, I can giggle, I can laugh, and I can have this form, and I can carry this energy in. Your soul is going through a series of remembering. So this is a lot of what's happening is starting to surface in your dreams. There's some of that popping up. So watch your dreams, and particularly watch when you're dreaming in color, all right? Because you're picking up on some future stuff there. You know that, right? So you just make sure you document it all. There's an excitement, and it feels like if I had to give you an earthly time, which I hesitate to do, but I'm going to make an exception because I'm hearing something. I'm getting in a frame within the next 7 months that you're going through this shaking and letting go of things, and then I see you coming out like this butterfly. And the other thing I'm seeing is that it's a daily choice. Each day you wake up, each day you say, okay, this transformation I'm in, it's an unfolding, it's a flowering, and it's a blooming, and it's exciting. So you start making these choices. And of course, I'm always up for doing heart thread, so just keep that in mind. Okay, I would suggest that. And that's what I see. And, you know, if you have any questions or feedback, that's great too. So.
Well, that sounds really right. Mm-hmm. Both of you, really.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
It fits.
Good.
It definitely fits.
It really does. No.
You know, I was just going to add, too, is that I don't know if you're going to come out to where I'm at, Judy, but apparently the elementals have been doing some things in my place, so maybe that's why I felt inclined to have you be a part of this, now that you say all this, Joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you asked, you know, when you framed it as this, you know, impressions about this stage of my life, and I kind of looked in to what I'd find there, I saw that this beautiful chrysalis, and it's not like one I've seen before, and it was very fairy-like, mm-hmm. and it had this kind of lustrous silveriness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this very specific form. And, you know, in the chrysalis, she's in the chrysalis.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, you know, ooh, what do you want to bring into that chrysalis? You know, so everything about that nourishment of yourself and that fairy energy, you know, of what that means to you, because there's only one fairy that's exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what comes in there and soothes you and nourishes you and comforts you, that seems to me what your life is about right now. And it's a powerful opportunity. And it's the when the wings come out, that's no more beautiful than the chrysalis. Every part of this has that grace and that flow and that lightness that's really unique to your elemental connection, and really honoring that in yourself and all those things that give you that yes, you know, that relief sense. That seems like the priority and the focus to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful to meet you in person, because we've spoken over the phone, but I've learned so much more by seeing you in front
mm-hmm.
of me.
Mm.
So,
yeah, there's only so much you can get over the phone, although it's great, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed working over the phone, but I'm sort of learning this thing of this whole other dimension of seeing you in person, seeing TJ in person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Debbie, I've met briefly before, mm-hmm. but it was a situation where we didn't really get to interact, and that whole other level. You know, we have so much with computer and technology now, and all these other ways of connecting, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But the person to person, mm-hmm. there's such a gift. I think it's important that we don't downplay or neglect that.
Right.
That when mm-hmm. we have the opportunity to come together in person
mm-hmm.
and bring that much more to it, you know, what a gift mm-hmm. to all of us to get
Absolutely.
To be together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it fun? To me, it just feels like all of us, our spirits are just, you know, dancing and
we're
just
unified.
Having fun. We get together and play.
It's really mm-hmm. it's important
Joyful.
That we get together and do that,
yes.
because we're grounding stuff mm-hmm. that we don't even know about,
mm-hmm.
and it comes
yes.
in that interaction.
That's right. And
yeah.
every time we do that, we raise the frequency of not only ourselves but of Gaia, the Earth,
that's right.
and each
mm-hmm.
other. So, and whenever somebody's dealing with something, we're feeding light to that situation when we come together in a unified circle like this. And that's what we've done. We've come together
mm-hmm.
in union, you know. So,
yeah.
And each person here has equal peace. We have our
exactly.
own peace, but we're all equal, which is really awesome, you know.
Exactly.
It wouldn't happen the way it's happening.
So would you say,
you being here.
Would you say then it's just mm-hmm. all by coincidence? That's probably
Oh,
right.
yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Nothing new going on here, right?
just dumb luck. They happen to pull in from Pennsylvania and Marquette,
right.
Michigan. And we just happen to be in the studio
Pennsylvania
today.
Pennsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could tell Judy to embrace this more? Maybe because you've told me things before that she can do to embrace. Now that we know this about her,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is this something we should discuss maybe about something she can embrace? I know there's certain things you can do.
Is there something called white lavender?
I think so.
Like, you know how lavender, in some forms, is quite intense, but some of it has a lighter quality to it. And it mm-hmm. just, that's what came to me immediately was lavender, mm-hmm. a kind of soft version of that, and having that around you.
Mm-hmm. The yeah. fragrance, or as a flower remedy?
What I'm hearing is both.
Okay.
It came to me as the fragrance, but you might want to check in with the flower remedy. I mean, flower remedies are such elemental,
yes.
fairy kingdom things
yes.
that you would probably really resonate with those. Are you familiar with what those are?
No, not really.
Do you, who? There's a vibrational.
I'm still studying on them, so.
Just basically, it's in liquid form. Mm-hmm. It's carrying the vibrational imprint of whatever flower or flowers the particular flower remedy is. Mm-hmm. And so, physically, they say, well, there's nothing in there. Usually there's a little alcohol kind of preserving, like mm-hmm. helping to anchor this. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. people will take a few drops several times a day. There's mm-hmm. a little bit different ways people approach how much and how often. They might mix it in a big glass of water and sip that throughout the day. Mm-hmm. There are reference books and things online that would give descriptions of, oh, you would take this remedy if, you know, this is your situation emotionally or what's going on in your life or something like that. So sometimes people read and see what they resonate with from the reading. Mm-hmm. People who, dolls like myself, often will just go with the pendulum and, you know, is it on this page or is it on this website and is it number 5 mm-hmm. or, right. you know, number 20 or that kind of thing. But, you know, you could take a look and see what you notice, what sparks your attention. And you might start with lavender, see what it says. It's not something I study, but it's something I make use of from time to time.
Right. It feels important that you study it, though. That's what I'm getting, that it's a door to the fairy kingdom, and it will support you with connecting with how you can tune in with the elementals.
That makes sense.
Because it feels like you're intended to not just experience and ground yourself and shift the things you want to shift. It feels that you're going to align yourself with conversations with your fairy troops and that this would be a door, all right? And if I have your permission, I just would like to do just a tiny bit of heart thread with you, if that's okay. I'm just looking at your body. And the way we do this, we just give you the statements. We don't analyze anything. We don't talk about specifics. We just give you the antidote. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So would you, and if anyone wants to just put their hand on their heart and just tune in and just say, I link in, you put your right hand on your heart and your left hand on top, okay? And if you put your feet flat in the floor, you'll let the energy run smoothly, okay? So would you say, I link in?
I link in.
With the most integrous heart thread circle.
Most integrous heart circle.
That's good. That's really good. Now, with your permission, we're going to move into tuning into the areas of your back where the hidden patterns that may keep you stuck are focused. Can we do that? Do we have permission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I see John Henry, who's the angel on the other side that works with us. And we're drawn to go to your right-hand side about 3 inches down. And we're just tuning in there. Would you say, I am capable?
I am capable.
I am able.
I am able.
And I am strong.
And I am strong.
That's right. From choice.
From choice.
I live the empowerment.
I live the empowerment.
Of my own soul.
My own soul.
And if anyone here resonates with any of these things, feel free to say it to yourself or say it out loud. That's fine. Now we're directed to go to the left-hand side. We're just going to go briefly to the back of the neck, and we're just touching in there, and we're feeling. Okay, would you say, I speak my wisdoms.
I speak my wisdoms.
And my truths.
And my truths.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
And it is safe to do so.
It is safe to do so.
All right, I see the wings starting to, in the crystallis, like Rosalind was talking about. They're in there. We're just looking, doing a little bit of checking in there. And I see little fairy people down your back. They're jumping up and down. Is it okay? They're in there with you. They're very excited. They're like, she's here, she's here. That's what they're saying. Oh, and they're talking about these bejeweled wings. They're silver, and they have, I'm looking at the way they're traced. They look like they're traced with diamonds, and the imprint around them has all the silver. They're just beautiful. The edging, they're gorgeous. And when you look very closely, the silver turns gossamer. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very stunning. Would you say the uniqueness I am?
Is well received.
On Earth. And through all dimensions of light. I am a success.
It is easy for me to live what I have come to do.
And I am never alone.
I'm always connected.
The journey of life. Becomes more and more heavenly. In each moment. As I choose it. And I live my authentic self. Because I can. Now I see this little fairy jumping up and down going, she did it, she said it, she did it. John Henry is standing on your left, and he has a message for you, if that's okay. He's saying he wants you to know how precious you are to all of them. I can hear this in the dimensions. And he wants you to know they've been listening. Even during those times when the words didn't go to the humans, that's what he's saying, when it went to them. They've heard everything. They've recorded it. It's in the Akashic records, what you've said, the choices you've made. And they're coming around. There's a large circle coming around to champion you. I see a huge shaman, if that's okay. He's there. Is that all right? And he's talking about the frequency of his rattle. And he wants you to know that sound will help you shake loose some of the stuff you don't want to carry anymore. So I see him shaking it around your auric field. And would you say, I let it go. It's easy to let it go. Would you say that?
It's easy to let it go.
And I am free. I am loved. And I am lovable. I am clear-sighted. And I resonate with truth. Down to the cells of my being. The light enfolds me. And I freely live my authentic self. Because I can. That's right. And now I just see an angel coming in, a huge angel coming in, telling you about protection. Huge. And John Henry saluted, and he stepped back. So that's how I know when we're done. He salutes, and he steps back. So, and that's what I saw, okay? Wow. Yeah. Take a nice deep breath. You did good. Fine job. Thank you for letting us do that. That was big. Yeah. You did great.
That was amazing.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you for letting us support you.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel, Judy? How do you feel?
I'm floating.
Are you? And you haven't felt a connection to the elemental fairy kingdom ever before? Has anybody ever told you that?
I can't say I knew much about it. Not really.
Okay. Well, we learn a lot of things in these. You never know what you're going to be connected to.
I'm looking at what you're wearing, Judy. I just looked down at your sandals mm-hmm. and said, oh my goodness, it has a sheen like I was describing with the chrysalis. Not the same mm-hmm. color, but the sheen and the sort of mm-hmm. kind of little bit of curve swirl to it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at your earrings.
Yeah.
And like That's Joy was
I
saying
saw.
About the diamonds.
That's what I
they
saw.
They have the same kind of glitter. Mm-hmm. And going, wow, you know, you're who you are and you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really, I think, being reflected back to you so
yes.
that you can really hold that energy fully
mm-hmm.
and fly with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's in your consciousness. It's up front
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So along with what Roz said and Deb said, you know, it's all right in front of you. And you're right there. You're right there. I'm looking at your hair, too, because the color of your hair is very symbolic. The fact, you know, never change your hair color. That's what I want to say, because mm-hmm. it's silver. It's got this silver kind of sheen, and it's part of the crowning glory you have. And the combination with your eyes is, it just offsets this fairy energy you have, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. And by the way, the fairies are known for being beautiful, too. They really are. So that's not just flattery. I don't do flattery. mm-hmm.
Yes, Judy, I wanted to add a few words. As I met you, I felt your... that you carry this not feeling safe in the world feeling. And your connection with the fairy kingdom is very much related to that, because, you know, we've had this experience this past 26,000 years, us humans on the planet, that we've had these other guys in here, and there's been some darkness that we've been dealing with. And we're coming out of that. And just this year, we've had this separation from the fairy kingdom, and that has been greatly taken away. So they're going to be very much more present with us now, and we're very close to the time when the safety will no longer be an issue. So it very much fits with the 7 months that mm-hmm. that Joy was seeing, that you will see and you will know very soon it's going to be totally safe. And you'll be able to do to just proceed with your work in total joy and safety. So it's coming real soon.
Good.
I'd like to say, to add to that too, every day when you get up, just keep saying, I am safe in my body and I am always protected. Just stay right there, because this chrysalis is opening. And when William talks about this event that's happening, every day you get up and you reaffirm that, you co-create your peace in that. So just keep saying that, because as you say that too, you make that your reality, all right? Mm-hmm. You are safe, by the way. I saw the beings around you, okay? I just want to mm-hmm. reaffirm that. The fear that sometimes people experience right now is the thing that's creating the shift. It's like they're letting, as people let go of the inner fear, the safeness can come to the earth, because we co-create the reality we live. If we carry the fear, then we draw that to us. So you just stay with the safety, okay? We mm-hmm. do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's awesome. That really is fantastic. William, was nice what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how we've talked about this before, that the elemental kingdom, the angel kingdom, they're all making themselves more present now, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And why?
Yeah.
It's because of the time we're in right now, is that why?
Well, the grand design has called for heaven to come to earth. And, you know, people think of heavenly beings as fairies, angels, you know, people that have died. A lot of times you'll hear different terms. The veils are thinner, Well, there really are no veils when you raise your frequency. You can chit-chat with whoever. It doesn't matter. And it's natural to do it, you know?
Yes.
It's not like any of us have that special T-shirt, TJ. It's like we all have
it. Let me take a look at the T-shirt. Hang on. Yeah. I want to read your shirt. It says, look at me, I'm special.
Yes, indeed. I am special.
Everybody's got one of these
Everybody
T-shirts.
Everybody does. And that's why we can all see heaven and live it, you know?
But more of it wants to be present now. It went into, didn't some of these things go into hiding?
Because well, they had to.
They went into hiding.
Sure.
Well, you know, part of that was a link to the separation from the divine feminine, okay? When you think of the angels, they were always associated with the god, the male aspect. But the feminine deities were the gnomes, the fairies, the leprechauns, the mermaids. All that was hidden, and it was called myth. Like the stories of the goddesses were created as myths. Well, those myths are now being received because without all that, we don't have balance. We need our balance, and it's coming through the feminine, the divine feminine. And the good news with the goddess, she always invites the god to walk beside her in equality. So nobody gets left out. There's always a place, which is really cool. Now, this is the perception and the things that I chose to receive and take in to live. I know everybody has their own, but ultimately the idea is that we're all on some level, no matter what we believe, unifying through heart and light at this time. That's what's happening. Those are our doorways that are in everything, every religion, every walk of life. It's heart and light. It's just to add in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll shut up and pretend to be shy now, you know?
No.
You know how I am.
Yeah. Debbie, I see you're nodding your head. And nodding
you like that too,
what
huh?
Joy said, it's awesome, yeah.
That's what she said, right?
But I, you know, I know you work a lot with the angelic realm.
Right.
And I saw you shaking your head a lot, like, this is right on, this is right. What do you feel about all that?
Wow, where do we start? There is so much. You covered it so beautifully. All of us have. But yes, the divine feminine, having been, you know, suppressed and depressed, mm-hmm. and everything, and this is part of the design. It's time for her to come back.
Yeah.
And so we are. And so many of us have come back. You know, we come back.
Yeah.
This is part of our sacred contract. Okay, come on, guys. It's time for us to get back there. Let's go. Let's go. And boom, and here we are. And it's wonderful. So many of us leading, if you want to say leading the charge, per
we
se,
are.
For a lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But we're blazing the trail. And so we're willing to put ourselves out there and catch the, you know, catch those arrows and the crap that's thrown at us. And it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay in love. It's all right. And there's so many that are behind us that are like,
yeah.
I know, we're getting there. So I don't know if that even makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Just, yeah.
It's so wonderful.
I'm getting excited while you're talking.
I
I'm
know,
like,
we can't open it. I know. It's just, it is. It's exciting. It's a very exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful time.
And it's really exciting, too, when we get a group of people like this together in a room. It just really lifts it and brings it together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. And I don't know about the rest of you, but so many times there's so many things that it's hard to give it words. It's hard to give it... It's just something that you just feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's in that. It's in us. It's in our soul. We know. And it's hard to give it words sometimes to describe.
Yes.
Where we've been, what it is, what's coming, where it's going. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really hard to give it words sometimes. And it's like, it's nice when you get to somebody and you go, well, and you don't have to say the whole thing. You can just kind of, you know, and everybody's like, yeah. And then pick up from there. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. You're doing
awesome.
Great.
It makes a lot of sense.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
You know, another great benefit of in-person over email.
There you go.
Hard to do the little... hand gestures by email. At least maybe somebody's got the little cartoon things down, but I don't do that in mine.
We were just talking about the hand gestures.
Are you half Italian?
Thank you. Yeah, I am too.
And if I can't use my hands, I feel like I can't talk.
I'm sitting on my hands. I'm just blah, blah, blah. I can't talk.
I hear you.
Do we want to go any further on this, or we've already gone for a little bit? But I thought maybe each of you individually could talk about whatever's in your heart at this moment. I know you probably all have a message, and if William wants to talk again, we can do that. What do you think?
I think.
So I also wanted to just acknowledge William's piece and thank him for speaking up.
Yes.
Even though I said something after, I did acknowledge you. So I just wanted you to know that, because I thought that was great what you shared. People needed to hear it. Okay. All right. As you were.
As I was. I was going to tell you. Maybe we can close this up with each one of you talking whatever length of time you want about whatever's in your heart, whatever message you want to get out. Since we got you here, each one of you can have your own little, promote your website if you want. We're going to continue to work together. But here's an opportunity to say, I know, Joy, you have a message. I'm sure you do as well, Debbie, and maybe Rosalind, there's something you want to say as well. Mm. If you'd like to. The mic is yours.
You want to go first?
No, I'm not feeling that.
Okay. That took care of that.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. I'll come around.
I'm not feeling I'm supposed to go first either.
William?
Would you, share your...
It's
share your, and then we'll follow
up. Do you want to
see
here, William?
I'll just start by continuing what I started saying with Judy, that I'm seeing that this time we're getting very, very close to exiting a period of time where we have actually been under a great deal of influence from, I'll call them dark beings. Of course, we're all of Creator, but we had this drama going the last 26,000 years, and I like to call it the free will experiment, because those of us who are humans, our tribe that came to populate this planet, we've been incarnating in very limited consciousness, and we're graduating from this experience in a sense, but also completing, because we did it for a purpose. And that time is very, very close, where we're being liberated from this dark influence, and we're entering the period that my favorite term is the peace of a million years of dreaming, because we've been here, we human souls have been here about a million years, and we just did this thing just in the last 26,000 years, and this year, for me, I feel like I'm finally stepping into what I came here to do, which is after this shift that we're going through. And for me, it is that we will renew this garden, which is the entire surface of the planet Earth, this garden of life, we will renew to its full potential and fruition. And I am so happy and so eager to get busy with that.
Okay. Beautiful. I love that. I love that you say the free will experiment. I think that is so profound.
They're not my words.
Mm-hmm. No, they came from.
They came from the ones with no names, who I've been hearing from for years now.
I know exactly what you mean. I like to tell my clients that come to me for readings as I'm talking with them. And I don't know about y'all. I imagine everybody runs through this too, but people will come up to me sometime down the road and they'll say, oh, remember when you said blah, 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 and I'm I'm sorry, I don't, because it comes through me, not from me.
Yes.
And it's some of the stuff that you hear back or you read back, and it's like, wow, that was really cool. I wish I could think of good stuff like that. Yeah.
I first heard those words over 20 years ago, and I just grabbed on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, your heart. The heart recognizes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your heart recognizes. And I love how in this spiritual journey, and I know you all will have gone through this too, it's so much of it for so long, a lot of times we kind of, maybe you don't want to come out in, or as I say, come out of the spiritual whatever and put yourself out there. And eventually, you know, the spirit will have its way. He's saying, oh yes you will, oh yes you will, oh yes you will, because you're supposed to, and you have to step up to it and cowboy or cowgirl up and get in there. So mm-hmm. and get going, and then just bring forth whatever messages need to come forth.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if something is falling away out of your life, realize that it's probably something that is time to let go of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If it's falling away, accept it. And notice the freedom that's in that, that there the lightness, and that you now have more choice, and that your evolving is bringing you closer to what really suits you, and that's what you're here for, not to try to make something work that never really quite fit,
mm-hmm.
because you didn't come for that. That was your jumping off place.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Now we're moving into becoming fully activated human beings.
This is Joy, and I just wanted to say, when William was talking about the piece of a million years of dreaming, Flo Ivia Magdalena wrote that book, I Remember Union, and that is my favorite passage in that book. And I like to say it like, one day I'm gonna get that nap, you know, because it's the peace of a million years of dreaming. And yet at the same time, as we live life, it feels like, to me sometimes, like this is all a dream. And I feel this feeling more and more. And I can feel the frequency quickening and moving quicker and quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what we are dreaming is coming in, what our reality that we're choosing to create in the future is landing. I feel it, I feel it. So that feels very hopeful, and the letting go of what it's time to let go of is really, really waking up from that dream to the truth of what we're here to live. So I wanted to say that. I did want to share something about the children. As you know, you've heard me talk about T-shirts for peace, and we advocate for children and world peace. I just want to share a little bit of information on the children going back to the schools now. The school system is aware of the violence in the school, and these are pieces that haven't been resolved within the system because the system is shifting. So what we are looking at are new resolutions for an old system that is dying off. Now, there's something that has come to my attention, that the new systems are the nonprofit organizations that are working for the good of the whole. So we're looking for resolutions for things. So if you're jammed up by the old systems, I suggest that you start looking around at the nonprofits that offer resolutions to things. And on that end, I want to give you a few suggestions. If you are sending your child to school, pay attention to when your children are dreaming or you're dreaming and they wake up fearful concerning schools or anything. You're better off being safe than sorry. Keep your children home from school if need be. If there are ongoing issues of fear with the kids, they come home or dealing with bullying, again, leave them home from school. If you send them to school and you don't see any activity, I would take them for some kind of coaching, not therapy. What we're looking at is a way to give your children a voice so they can work through whatever fear they have, so they can feel their own wisdom and trust themselves about whether or not they need to be in this environment or not. There are so many things around the schooling, and we at T-Shirts for Peace offer things too. So if anyone needs to contact us, please feel free. We have a team of people. We have some that do coaching and different things, and we can also do soul readings for children and that kind of thing. So we can check in with that. I did want to announce that Rosalind and I are going to be doing a workshop. William and I came from out of town. William's from Virginia and I'm from Pennsylvania, and we're here in Michigan, and Rosalind and I are going to be at the Joy Center this week. So if you feel like you can stop in and say hello, what's the dates and everything?
I'm thinking this is probably be put on the podcast after but we're doing it
this
Thursday.
Okay.
Is the 20
I might have it up by Thursday.
Okay, this Friday the 29th. Thursday the 29th from 7 to 8:30 at Joy Center in Ishpeming. We'll be doing our fairy and goddess evening and sharing poetry and my goddess paintings and
all kinds of stuff.
Wondrous magical T-shirts for peace products and some goddess things I've created, and sales from that is supporting T-shirts for peace.
Thank you.
And we're doing little mini fairy and goddess readings, and we're doing an inner journey at the end. And so if you're hearing this after the fact, feel free to tap in if that is, if you just set the intention that, I want my spirit to receive the gifts of being there.
Uh-huh.
And we'll hold the energy that everybody who wants to participate on any level, if the time, space, reality didn't allow you, we have more options.
I have another option.
And Joy has more. Bringing it into the earth plane. Go Joy, yes.
If that doesn't work, if you don't get there in person and you want to be included, you can always call us for a reading or a session, We're available.
The thought was being downloaded in our brains together.
Yes.
That's right.
And tap in and feel if that's for you, because you can have it all. You can have that taste of that, and then you can, call, email.
Either of us,
and get that opportunity for your one-on-one time, and check out the beautiful website for T-Shirts for Peace, which is also holding, a lot of this kind of energy, of that magical and elemental energy, and know that, you really are supporting that peace in the world through the care of these children at the same time as you share these beautiful things with people you love in the world.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, the website. Thank you, William. The website address is T-Shirts for Peace, and it's TeeShirtsForPeace.org. It's real simple, okay?
I've got a couple of things I'd like to toss in real quick, too, Reverend Debbie, for those that may not recognize my voice. And we've got a couple of websites that I'm going to mention, but one of the things I love hearing this about bringing everybody in together, and especially those that maybe can't attend in person, but this brings a thing a lot of people, I would like people to understand that healings happen and blessings happen and awareness and awakening and enlightenment happens on a very deep level that a lot of us do not consciously recognize. And a lot of people expect, if they come to us for a reading or they come for a workshop, I think some people have an expectation of all of a sudden they're going to hear the heavenly host start singing and they're going to jump on a cloud and start playing a harp or something. I don't know. It's, sometimes it can be absolutely, as we all know, we've had things that have occurred to us that have been so earth-shattering that all you can do is be like, takes your breath away and you're like, oh my goodness. And then there's other times you don't consciously recognize. Yeah. Exactly. It's a very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like people to know is just trust the process.
Absolutely.
Step forward in faith.
Yep.
And you don't have to know. You don't have to understand. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. Just be willing to have your heart be open and accept those blessings, that grace, that direction, whatever you need. It's coming to you. It's there. And so I think that's very powerful for people to hear. And I'll just kind of put out a shout for a couple of other websites. We have a very awesome one that people can go to and get links to all of these places we're talking about, which would be thesoulawakens.com. And that's a really cool website. We've got Joy's on there, Roz is on there, I know I'm on there, TJ's on there. I'm not sure if we have
Soul Support System.
Soul Support, thank you, wonderful.
Flo is.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're all on there. Mm-hmm. So thesoulawakens.com and also angelicencounters.com. Should I spell those? Would that be helpful? Angelic would be A N is. I'll start again. A N G E L I C E N C O U N T E R S.com. Yes, yeah. I got it. Thank you. A brain senior moment, I guess we'll say. And then the Soul Awakens, and that's a .com also. So.
And I want to thank Reverend Deb for doing this website and putting
you.
It together
she did
so
a beautiful
beautifully.
Job.
Thank
really,
you. Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Thank
it's gorgeous.
You.
And
you.
I am going to call you to talk turkey. So
yes.
Be
yes.
Here.
That'll be
okay.
Fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Me too. Me too. And again, we want to thank TJ. TJ, our soul
always
player.
He's our guy.
Yeah, he
yes.
is. We'd be loving him very much.
I didn't realize he had so many sisters. Well, I want to thank all of you for all your input. It is so nice getting to know all of you and the things I've learned and the things that we've shared and. The journey is just beginning, and I'm so glad to be, I'm thankful and grateful to be associated with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank
we feel
you.
The same
right.
way.
Right
now,
yes.
I gotcha. Yes, indeedy.
Yahoo! Yes.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.